Today on Press TV, at least five Sudanese demonstrators have been killed in clashes with security forces near the US embassy. The violence happened in the capital, Khartoum. The protesters were angry at an American-made film that insults Islam. The British and German embassies in the city were also attacked. In Tunisia, demonstrators have stormed the US embassy in the capital, Tunis. The protesters took down the US flag to show their anger over the anti-Islam film. Police fired tear gas to disperse protesters. At least three people were killed and dozens more wounded in the violence. Clashes between police and protesters in Lebanon's northern city of Tripoli has left at least one person dead and dozens more injured. The violence erupted after thousands of protesters attacked an American fast food restaurant in the city. The angry demonstrators were protesting a US-produced film insulting Islam. Anti-US protests, meanwhile, intensify across the world over a blasphemous movie made by an Israeli-American filmmaker. Rallies have been held in Egypt, Iran, Indonesia, Malaysia and other parts of the world. The protesters blame the US for the blasphemous film. Many are calling for American envoys to leave their country. Meanwhile, Muslims in London have also protested the recent anti-Islam film. They marched on the US embassy amid tight security. The protesters blamed Washington and Tel Aviv for the movie, which insults Prophet Muhammad. They also set fire to the US and Israeli flags. US President Barack Obama warns against what he calls anti-US violence in the Arab world. The anti-US protests were sparked by a blasphemous anti-Islam film produced in the United States. Obama vowed to bring to justice those who killed four Americans, including the US ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. Over 100 US Marines have been deployed in Yemen to protect the American mission there. The measure is in response to an attack on the US embassy in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Washington has already stepped up security at its other diplomatic missions around the world. And tensions rising over the islands dispute between China and Japan. Protests in China continue against Japan's purchase of the disputed islands. The demonstrators shouted anti-Japan slogans outside the Japanese embassy in Beijing. China says tensions between the two countries have been caused single-handedly by Japan. Those are the latest here on Press TV.